Hey, honey. I am so glad we get to spend some time to see each other today. I think we get off at the same time tonight, right? Yeah, I know. This hasn't happened in weeks. Oh, I love you and those scrubs. How's your day been so far? Sounds nice. No, I love the folks who work over in that department. They're always so sweet and supportive. Any improvements with the attending that you work with? Yeah, have they said anything to you recently, like what they said before? What an asshole. I mean, can I help you with this? In any way? Right. You know, you're right. Man, fuck the power dynamic. I mean, it's the worst. Yeah, I know it's what's getting in the way of dealing with these problems. No, honey, of course. I know. Yeah. Yeah, I know you're not scared of them. And I know how complicated things can get when someone is working at such a high level. Yeah. Well, you're figuring out how to work things out and deal with these things based on your comfort level. I just wish you'd let me in some more. I always want you to let me in. Hell, I'm at the same level in the hierarchy as you, so I wouldn't even know what to do, either. But you know me. Knight in shining armor, your savior in maroon scrubs. Same thing. Okay. Tell me another good thing about your day. You know, like the first thing you said. Shut up. No way. Oh my. That is way too cute. Did we ever do that? Like in public? We do that. Are we that kind of couple? No, you're right. We absolutely are. Although, I think it's because of me. I mean, before we were really, you know, together, you hated showing any sort of affection in public. Yeah. Took me a while to get you to accept French kissing in public. Not to mention the extra months of waiting until you started to initiate public hand-holding. Anyway, no, I'm glad that you had some good spots in your day. It's really nice to see you in the middle of the day like this. Yeah, I miss seeing you all the time, like before, you know, when we were in school together. Yeah, I know we've only been working at this place for a few months, but it feels like it's been so long, and like I don't even see you at all anymore. Yeah, but tonight. Yeah, and a few days coming this week. Oh man, I can't wait to spend all that time with you. Oh, you gotta head back? All right, yeah, me too. Here, let me toss out our stuff and put the trays back. See you at home, baby girl. Sweetie, you home? Maybe she's upstairs? I don't hear her in the living room. Oh, wait. There's the shower running. Honey? Yeah, I know when you're that quiet, something's up. You mind if I join you? Yeah, look, I know you're upset. Here, let me take care of you. Well, okay. Hey, come here. So, you want to tell me what happened between lunchtime and you getting home? I hate to think something was wrong at lunch and you didn't want to share it with me. Oh, you spoke to the attending about what they've said to you. And it didn't go so well. Oh, baby. Yeah. No, you're right. And what they said was unacceptable. And it is so brave of you to stand up to them like you did. No, really. I am so proud of you. I mean, it must have been very, very hard to do what you did. I know. Today must have been really hard, like the whole day. But you did what you knew you had to do, what you wanted to do. And I'm here now. So, let me take care of you. You can tell me everything that you're feeling. I know. You feel like all the control has been taken from you, and not in the way you want. Look, it's... No, it's okay. Yeah, I'm here for you. You do know I know how to make you feel better, yeah? How to quiet your mind? Yeah, that's right. Here, let's finish up in here and I'll dry us off, okay? And then I want you to go straight to the bedroom. Don't get dressed. There we go. All right. Nice and dry now. Good. All right, now straight to bed. Oh, baby, you know how much I hate seeing you so sad like this. Especially because of work. Yeah. And you know that I'm always here to support you and to help you and to make you feel better. You are the love of my life, doing everything you can to be a hero for everyone and you deserve to be treated like a hero by the people you work for as well. Let me show you how much you fucking mean to me. Oh my God, you are so pretty. Just naked and all stretched out under me. Oh God. Oh, I just love it when you get that soft look in your eyes. So gentle. So sweet. You know that I take care of you in all the right ways, right, baby? That I know what's best for you. How to make you feel better and feel good. Oh, that's right. Okay. Good girl. All right, now put your arms up. Yeah, wrap your hands around the headboard. I expect full compliance, and that you'll listen to me, and you will not let go. Isn't that right? Yeah, that's good girl. Oh, you're getting so restless already. Oh, you're restless because you don't like this position. Oh, it's too on display. Well, you know what? I don't particularly care, sweetheart. God, baby. You know I just love you being on display for me. When you're just uncomfortable because you know what being in this position means. That's right. I'm gonna play with these perfect tits. And don't I know how sensitive they can be? Especially when I nibble right here. Exactly. That's the sound I want to hear. Oh my God. Oh, I am in love with your skin. Oh, I love how easily I can mark your skin. And how easily you respond to my touches. Oh. my favorite, though? I mean, do you know? The sound you make when I gently bite your nipple. Oh, God. There is nothing like that noise you make. Nothing in the world. It always sounds so confused. Yeah, you know it hurts, but you just don't know if the pain feels good. Oh, and we both know you love that slight boundary, baby. Remember, keep your hands up there, baby. I really don't want your hands to distract me while I move down to your stomach, into the creases of your thighs, and right onto the most sensitive spot of all. Pays off, doesn't it? Oh, good girl. Yeah, laying beneath me, holding the headboard just like I told you. Tastes so fucking good. Just love putting my fucking mouth on you like this. Not as mindless now as I thought. Tell me, why did you move your hands away from the headboard? Oh, you wanted me to hurry up and get you to come. Hands back around the headboard. Now. There you go. My good girl does what I say when I want her to, remember? She doesn't make demands or tell me what to do. Just putting my mouth and sucking on your lips like this. Sticking that tongue deep inside you. That's right. Gently placing my lips and my tongue on your sweet little clit. Oh. Do you like what I'm doing here with my fucking tongue? I can feel that you're trying so hard not to come. I love that so much. And you know, I'm the one who lets you come. Yeah, like I'm the one who knows when it's the right time for you to come. You know what? You tell me why I know when it's right for you to come, and I'll fucking let you. Oh, you don't want to come, huh? Is that why you're so quiet for me? Good girl. Yeah, because I'm the one who takes care of you. And I know what's good for you. Oh. Yeah, that's fucking right, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I love putting a finger inside you while I've got my fucking mouth on you like this. Making you feel just how you fucking want to feel, baby. You gonna come for me, baby? That's right. That's right. Go right ahead and fucking come on me. Come all over my mouth and my fingers, baby, just like you should. Just like that, baby. Oh my fucking God, baby, has come all over me. Oh God, baby. Oh my God, you're so pretty when you come. Oh God. Oh God, the noise you make when you fucking come just for me. When you make yourself come all over my mouth and my hands. Oh God, baby. Oh fuck. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. Come here, baby. I am so sorry you had to deal with all that today. But I am so proud of you for being so brave and taking control of the situation. You are just incredible. I can't imagine my life without you. You have my heart forever. You know that, right? I love you.